Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, July 8, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of business and corporate news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Arex launches first personal protective equipment brand designed specifically for women. Arex, a women-owned personal protective equipment PPE brand, has launched its debut product line designed specifically for women. Founded by Dr. Hillary Gallen and Caitlin McCarthy, Arex aims to redefine safety standards in industries where women have been underserved by PPE designed for men. The company's launch collection includes the original vest and original shirt, featuring a multi-point fit system for tailored fit and comfort. Arex's gear meets updated OSHA regulations for proper fit, with the vest being ANSI 107 Type R Class 2 certified. Trusted by leading companies, Arex is already helping employers better support their workforce with high-performance PPE. The line is available at www.shoprxppe.com, with new styles and industry-specific gear coming soon. New Querétaro office marks Redwood's next phase in cross-border supply chain strategy. Redwood Logistics and Redwood Mexico have opened a new office in Querétaro, Bajío, Mexico, marking a significant milestone in their cross-border supply chain strategy. The location strategically places Redwood near major automotive OEMs and other manufacturers, enhancing service capabilities. With plans to grow to 100 employees within 3 years, this expansion demonstrates Redwood's commitment to Mexico's role as a global manufacturing hub. The new office will house all business divisions, providing integrated supply chain solutions and real-time visibility. This move reflects Redwood's focus on supporting nearshoring efforts and strengthening cross-border supply chains, positioning them as a key player in the region's logistics landscape. EFM Global powers Wimbledon and the Open with precision logistics. EFM Global, a leading international logistics consultant, is playing a pivotal role behind the scenes of Wimbledon and the Open. EFM provides end-to-end logistics support for these iconic sporting events, managing international freight, customs clearance, on-site coordination, and time-critical deliveries. At Wimbledon, EFM executed a high-priority delivery of broadcast gear with zero margin for error. For the Open, they managed the transport of branding materials with 10 40-foot trucks. CEO Gary Mortar emphasized the precision and reliability required for these events. EFM's expanding sports logistics portfolio includes global tours, the Olympics, and international cricket events in the UK this summer. With clients like Iron Maiden and Ramstein, EFM continues to prove its ability to deliver under pressure. Global VP for Sports Stuart Baker highlighted the teamwork and focus needed for world-class sport events. Mining news breaks: Silvercorp Metals Inc.'s NYSE American SVM growing portfolio, strong balance sheet drive investor appeal. Silvercorp Metals Inc., a Canadian mining company producing silver, gold, lead, and zinc, reported its strongest fourth quarter performance to date, closing out fiscal 2025 with significant growth in revenue and operating cash flow. Income from mine operations in the quarter climbed to $26.1 million, up from $13 million in Q4 fiscal 2024. The company also increased capital investments in its core operations, adding cash to its balance sheet and reporting cash and short-term investments of $369.1 million. Silvercorp has access to a $175 million stream financing credit to support El Domo mine construction, showcasing its strong balance sheet and driving investor appeal. For more information, visit Silvercorp Metals' website at silvercorpmetals.com. Hanover Company announces groundbreaking of two-building industrial project in Baltimore-Washington corridor. Hanover Company announces the groundbreaking of a new industrial complex in the Baltimore-Washington corridor, featuring two Class A industrial buildings. Located at 765 and 775 Crane Highway North, Gambrels, the development offers exceptional logistical advantages with easy access to the DC metropolitan area and key transportation hubs. The project includes Building 1, spanning 107,474 square feet, and Building 2, spanning 260,989 square feet, both with a 36-foot clear height and modern amenities. Construction is set to be completed by July 2026. Hanover Company's commitment to growth and innovation is evident in this transformative development, with Comerica Bank providing financial support. For leasing inquiries, contact Cushman & Wakefield. Visit hanoverco.com for more information on Hanover Company's nationwide real estate development projects. Holy Cross Health unveils John and Helene Ayers Rehabilitation Center. Holy Cross Health recently unveiled the John and Helene Ayers Rehabilitation Center, the only facility in Broward County offering unique therapies to help patients improve mobility and balance. The center, previously known as the Outpatient Rehabilitation Center, underwent a complete renovation and received state-of-the-art equipment thanks to a $2 million gift from John and Helene Ayers. The center provides expert care in physical, occupational, and speech therapy for patients recovering from various conditions. The facility is equipped with innovative equipment such as the BalanceQuest TRV chair, C-Mill Balance and Gait treadmill, and the MyoCycle Pro stationary bicycle. For more information on Holy Cross Health's outpatient rehabilitation services, visit their website. Morgan Stanley downgrades Ciena on margin pressures, cites limited near-term EPS upside. Ciena Corp., a leading provider of optical networking equipment, was downgraded by Morgan Stanley to underweight from equal weight due to margin pressures and limited near-term earnings upside. The investment bank cited persistent margin compression and the company's focus on lower-margin pluggable optical modules impacting profitability. While revenue forecasts are climbing, EPS estimates have decreased. Ciena shares slipped about 1% in midday trading Tuesday. The company's pivot into high-speed optical interconnects, particularly pluggables, may be dilutive to earnings in the short term. In contrast, Morgan Stanley raised price targets on Corning Inc., Coherent Corp., and Lumentum Holdings, reflecting optimism around optical infrastructure. Margin pressure at Ciena highlights the challenge of balancing strategic positioning in next-generation networks with profitability amid intensifying competition. Emergen appoints Jamie Rule as Chief Revenue Officer. Emergen, a global leader dedicated to improving the way people and companies work forever, has appointed Jamie Rule as its Chief Revenue Officer, CRO. This strategic move underscores Emergen's commitment to accelerating global growth, expanding solutions into emerging markets, and reinforcing its value, flow, quality, VFQ philosophy. As CRO, Rule will champion alignment across go-to-market functions, delivering substantial value to organizations. With over 15 years of experience, Rule's leadership will drive Emergen's strategic growth globally, focusing on introducing transformative ways of working to key industries. This appointment enhances Emergen's ability to help clients build their own capabilities and own their transformation, rather than fostering dependency on external consultants.
Integrated Pain Associates announces partnership with Lubbock Spine Institute. Integrated Pain Associates, a Triton Pacific Healthcare Partners portfolio company, has announced a partnership with Lubbock Spine Institute, a leading provider of interventional spine and pain management services in West Texas. With 21 physicians and advanced practice providers, IPA expands its reach to Lubbock, Midland, and Amarillo TX. Patients will benefit from minimally invasive procedures targeting the root causes of pain. Dr. Scott Irvine, president of IPA, highlighted the shift towards better outcomes through minimally invasive procedures. The partnership aims to drive clinical excellence and provide best-in-class care. Terms of the transaction were not disclosed. Florac and Star Mountain were significant investors. IPA focuses on expanding access to care in underserved markets, reducing reliance on opioids, and lowering overall costs of care.
Universal Parking receives 2025 Top Workplaces Awards. Universal Parking, a leading innovator in the parking industry, announces its recent workplace awards wins, including being named a 2025 Top Workplaces Culture Excellence winner in four categories and a 2025 Top Workplace by New Orleans Top Workplaces. Herb Anderson, chairman at Universal Parking, emphasizes the company's commitment to creating a positive work environment that fosters employee success and growth. These awards validate the company's dedication to excellence, innovation, and employee well-being. Universal Parking has 225 employees across the Southeast and was also recognized as a 2025 Top Workplaces USA winner. The company excelled in areas such as innovation, work-life flexibility, leadership, and purpose and values, as recognized by Energage. Earning the Greater New Orleans Top Workplaces 2025 award further highlights Universal Parking's dedication to creating a workplace where employees feel respected, supported, and empowered to thrive.
Minuteman Press franchise in Leechburg, PA joins President's Club. Danielle and Tony Kalecki of Minuteman Press in Leechburg, PA have achieved over $1 million in gross sales for 2024, earning them a spot in the President's Club. With a background in sales and marketing, they credit their success to consistency and following the Minuteman Press way. Their partnership with the Progressive Workshop of Armstrong County has provided steady work for adults with disabilities. By focusing on direct marketing, customer referrals, and keeping employees happy, Danielle and Tony have built strong relationships within their community. Their advice for others includes taking care of employees and maintaining a personal touch with customers.
Universal Parking awarded new parking contracts in Florida. Universal Parking, a leading innovator in the parking industry, announces new parking management contracts for the Central in downtown St. Petersburg and Wynwood Plaza in Miami. These projects mark Universal Parking's expansion efforts to enhance guest experiences through innovative, full-service parking solutions. Tim Walsh, president and CEO, expresses excitement in supporting vibrant communities and local culture through effective parking services. The Central in St. Petersburg adds 540 parking spaces to the city's Edge District, supporting economic growth and access to transit. In Miami, Wynwood Plaza offers 645 parking spaces for a seamless experience in a mixed-use campus, promoting creativity and sustainability. Universal Parking partners with Ellison Development and Evolution Parking to deliver top-notch service and operations. Learn more at universalparking.com. Lindora, leader in wellness solutions, debuts first Texas location in Dallas. Lindora, a leader in wellness solutions, has opened its first Texas location in Dallas, marking its entry into the Texas market. The new studio at 6060 Forest Ellen, Suite 890, offers weight loss services, nutritional guidance, wellness shots, hormone replacement therapy, and more. Lindora Preston Forest is open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. To celebrate the opening, there is a 25% lifetime membership discount available until June 21st, or until the first 150 memberships are sold. The studio will host a grand opening celebration on June 21st with complimentary B12 shots, wellness demonstrations, and studio tours. Co-owners Beth Hanchin and Shweta Chadha are excited to bring Lindora's wellness approach to Texas for the first time, providing personalized, medically guided solutions for better health and long-term vitality. Q&A with David Hennessy, Digital Marketing Manager of CertaPro Painters, how franchise brands can win on social media. David Hennessy, Digital Marketing Manager at CertaPro Painters, shares insights on how franchise brands can effectively utilize social media. Common pitfalls include focusing solely on sales and neglecting engagement with users. It's crucial to have a solid plan for interacting with customers and sharing authentic, relatable content. An example of successful social media impact was partnering with influencers to reach a younger audience. Franchise brands should pay attention to social media management tools like Ralio for efficient content sharing. Educating franchisees on the importance of local branding and sharing market-specific content is key for deeper consumer connections. Tiny Gems Brakes, Seg Media Corporation, NASDAQ LROW, emerges from Lottery.com rebrand with global sports, entertainment, and gaming vision. Seg Media Corporation, formerly Lottery.com Inc., has completed its corporate rebrand and strategic overhaul, becoming a global sports, entertainment, and ethical gaming conglomerate. Operating under the new SEC ticker, the company now focuses on sports.com, entertainment, and lottery.com, with major initiatives in global motorsports, storytelling content, and branded facilities. With a $300 million equity line, SEG Media aims for non-dilutive growth and fan-first digital experiences. For more information, visit the company's website at segmediacorp.com.
Q&A with Saad Alam, founder of Hone Health. Saad Alam, the co-founder and CEO of Hone Health, is on a mission to redefine primary care with a focus on longevity. By utilizing real diagnostics and physician-guided care, Hone Health empowers individuals to take control of their health span. Alam's personal health journey inspired the creation of Hone, aiming to provide accessible, proactive care for aging men and women. Hone challenges the current healthcare system by focusing on preventative care through at-home diagnostics and personalized continuous care. Alam believes that in the next decade, health span medicine will replace primary care, and Hone is positioning itself at the forefront of this evolution by creating a scalable model for preventive, AI-augmented, physician-led care. Stay tuned for Saad Alam's upcoming video series, offering a behind-the-scenes look at his journey as a CEO and founder, integrating health optimization into his daily life.
ESG breaks. Solar Bank Corporation, SIBO CACN, advances 7.2 megawatt New York solar project following key regulatory approval. Solar Bank Corporation, listed on NASDAQ under SUN, SIBO CA under SUNN, and FSC under GY2, has advanced its 7.2 Hoodley Hill Road solar project in New York after clearing the Coordinated Electric System Interconnection Review. The project, set to power around 850 homes, is supported by New York's VDR compensation mechanism and may qualify for up to $395 per watt DC in NYSERDA NY Sun incentives. As a community solar project, it offers bill credits without on-site installations. With over 100 megawatts built and a pipeline exceeding 1 gigawatts, Solar Bank is moving towards construction to help New York reach its goal of 6 gigawatts installed solar by 2025.
Adisa names Jade Miller as its first CEO. Adisa, the nation's largest trade association for the alternative investments industry, has appointed industry leader Jade Miller as its first chief executive officer. This new role reflects Adisa's evolving leadership structure and future-forward vision, following the recent appointment of John Grady as executive director. Miller, who previously served as the youngest president of Adisa's board of directors, brings a fresh, dynamic leadership style and a clear vision for the future of both Adisa and the broader alternatives industry. As CEO, she will focus on driving innovation, expanding market influence, strengthening member engagement, and modernizing the organization's infrastructure and communications. Grady will continue to lead legal, financial, and regulatory efforts, working closely with Miller to advance Adisa's mission of education, advocacy, and best-in-class networking events. This appointment marks a key milestone in Adisa's strategic realignment, positioning the organization for continued success and growth. Honeycomb Insurance opens new headquarters in Chicago. Honeycomb Insurance, a leading insurtech company in the U.S., has opened a new 15,000-square-foot headquarters in Chicago. Using AI and computer vision, the company modernizes property insurance for residential real estate. With backing from Zeev Ventures, Honeycomb has insured over $55 billion in assets and doubled its revenue year over year. The new office includes private offices and conference rooms, with plans to hire 50 new employees. CEO Itai Benzaken stated, "Chicago's talent pool makes it the perfect place to build the future of real estate insurance." Honeycomb Insurance specializes in tailored coverage for landlords and condo associations, offering competitive pricing and customized policies.
Gradient Labs raises $13 million Series A, led by Redpoint Ventures. Gradient Labs, the artificial intelligence startup redefining customer service in regulated industries, has raised $13 million in a Series A funding round led by Redpoint Ventures. This funding will allow Gradient Labs to expand its technology, marketing, sales, onboarding, and customer success teams, as well as increase investment in research and development. With established customers reporting high user satisfaction scores, the company aims to automate more complex processes while maintaining service quality. AI-powered tools are helping to ease the pressure on customer service agents, speeding up response times and reducing workloads. Gradient Labs assists regulated businesses, such as those in the financial sector, by eliminating repetitive tasks and utilizing automation to consistently resolve queries. The team behind Gradient Labs has deep expertise in building products for regulated markets, and they have already secured 9 customers, including one of Europe's largest banks. Redpoint Ventures is excited to partner with Gradient Labs to help them achieve their ambitious goals.
Investor news breaks. Quantum Biopharma Ltd, QNTM, submits MS drug candidate to UK ILAP program. Quantum Biopharma Ltd has submitted its MS drug candidate Lucid-21-302 to the UK's ILAP passport program. This program aims to expedite access to innovative treatments by streamlining drug development and approval processes. Lucid MS is a first-in-class therapy targeting demyelination in multiple sclerosis, supporting Quantum's global strategy for clinical advancement. Quantum Biopharma is dedicated to developing innovative assets for challenging disorders, with a focus on neurodegenerative and metabolic disorders. Through its subsidiary, Lucid Psychiceuticals Inc., Quantum is researching Lucid MS, a patented compound shown to prevent and reverse myelin degradation in preclinical models. For more information, visit Quantum Biopharma's newsroom. Investor news breaks. Kaliti Biotherapeutics Inc., NYSMRI, featured an editorial highlighting breakthrough genetic medicine platform. Kaliti Biotherapeutics Inc., listed on the NYSE American under the ticker symbol CLDI, was recently featured in a Network Newswire editorial highlighting its breakthrough genetic medicine platform. The company's precision genetic medicine platform targets both primary and metastatic cancer tumors using engineered viruses, with global cancer diagnoses projected to reach 35 million annually by 2050. Kaliti's approach could address critical unmet needs in cancer treatment. By delivering potent genetic therapies directly to cancer sites, Kaliti offers a novel and potentially disruptive solution in the fight against cancer. To learn more about Kaliti Biotherapeutics, visit their website at www.kalitibio.com. Investor news breaks. SCOIX Platforms Corp., Nasdaq, announces global sales deal with Parrot Uncle for smart ceiling fan heater launch. SCOIX Platforms Corp., a smart home technology innovator, has announced a global sales and marketing collaboration with Parrot Uncle, a leading ceiling fan manufacturer, to promote SCOIX's all-in-one smart ceiling fan with a built-in heater. SCOIX will launch 2 product versions in 6 to 8 color options in Q3 2025, targeting residential and commercial markets. This product is seen as a key driver towards achieving cash flow positive operations and expanding in the fan and heater market. With over 97 U.S. and global patents, SCOIX focuses on high-quality, easy-to-use technologies for enhanced safety and lifestyle in homes and buildings. For more information, visit skyplug.com.
Tiny Gems breaks. Quantum Biopharma Ltd, NTM, submits MS drug candidate to UK ILAP program. Quantum Biopharma, NASDAQ, has submitted its MS drug candidate, Lucid-21-302, to the UK's ILAP program. The program aims to accelerate access to innovative treatments by streamlining drug development and approval. Lucid MS targets demyelination in MS, supporting Quantum's global strategy for clinical advancement. Quantum Biopharma is dedicated to developing innovative assets for challenging disorders. Through its subsidiary, Lucid Psychiceuticals Inc., Quantum focuses on research and development of Lucid MS, a patented compound for multiple sclerosis. For more information, visit Quantum Biopharma's newsroom at ibn.fm/QNTM.
Tiny Gems breaks. Kaliti Biotherapeutics Inc., NYS American, CLDI, featured an editorial highlighting breakthrough genetic medicine platform. Kaliti Biotherapeutics Inc., trading on the NYSE American under the symbol CLDI, has been featured in a recent editorial by Tiny Gems Breaks. The editorial highlights Kaliti's precision genetic medicine platform, which targets both primary and metastatic cancer tumors using engineered viruses. With global cancer diagnoses expected to reach 35 million annually by 2050, Kaliti's approach represents a potential breakthrough in addressing critical unmet needs. The company's platform aims to deliver potent genetic therapies directly to cancer sites, offering a novel and potentially disruptive solution in the fight against cancer. Kaliti Biotherapeutics is a clinical stage immuno-oncology company with proprietary technology designed to arm the immune system to fight cancer. For more information, visit www.kalitibio.com.
The West is staring at a looming crisis in metals smelting. The West is facing a potential crisis in metals smelting as China restricts the export of rare earth metals and emerges as a global leader in base metals smelting. Companies like Aston Bay Holdings Ltd. are uncovering new sources of vital minerals. Investors can find the latest news and updates on Aston Bay Holdings Ltd. in the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire is a specialized platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit miningnewswire.com. Tiny Gems Breaks, Kaliti Biotherapeutics Inc. and American, CLDI, featured an editorial highlighting breakthrough genetic medicine platform. Kaliti Biotherapeutics Inc., traded on the NYSE American under the symbol CLDI, has been featured in a recent editorial by Tiny Gems Breaks. The editorial highlights Kaliti's precision genetic medicine platform, which targets primary and metastatic cancer tumors using engineered viruses. With the global cancer diagnoses expected to reach 35 million annually by 2050, Kaliti's approach could be a breakthrough in addressing critical unmet needs. The company's platform aims to deliver potent genetic therapies directly to cancer sites, offering a novel and potentially disruptive solution in the fight against cancer. Kaliti Biotherapeutics is a clinical-stage immuno-oncology company headquartered in San Diego, California, with proprietary technology designed to arm the immune system to fight cancer. For more information, visit www.kalitibio.com. Tiny Gems Breaks, Quantum Biopharma Ltd. NanTM, submits MS drug candidate to UK ILAP program. Quantum Biopharma, NAFNTM, has submitted its multiple sclerosis drug candidate, LUCID-21-302, to the UK's ILAP Passport program. LUCID-MS targets demyelination in MS and aims to accelerate access to innovative treatments. The submission aligns with Quantum's global strategy to advance clinical development and patient access through regulatory pathways. LUCID-MS is a first-in-class therapy designed to address the underlying mechanism of multiple sclerosis. For more information, visit Quantum Biopharma's newsroom.
SafePro Group Inc. NASDAQ joins Russell Microcap Index, signaling growing investor recognition, market visibility. SafePro Group Inc., a provider of AI-powered security and threat detection solutions, has joined the Russell Microcap R Index, showcasing its increasing market visibility and investor recognition. The company utilizes patented AI and drone-based imagery analysis for threat detection and demining efforts. SafePro's flagship Spotlight AI platform has identified over 28,000 explosive threats from analyzing 1.6 million real-world battlefield images in Ukraine. With a focus on the $15 billion defense technology market, SafePro aims to secure a share through its U.S.-made and HubZone-certified offerings. The inclusion in the Russell Microcap Index, effective June 27, 2025, signifies a new phase of investor awareness for SafePro, offering automatic inclusion in funds and indexes tracked by institutional investors and fund managers.
AI News Breaks. Blue Sky AI Inc., OTC, BSAI, secures 9.3 megawatt power and land for flagship Utah data center. Blue Sky AI Inc. secured 9.3 megawatts of power and land for its flagship Utah data center. The company acquired its first operational site in central Utah with 9.3 megawatts of grid-connected power through an agreement with Digital Asset Management, LLC. In exchange for exclusive power rights, Blue Sky AI issued 20 million shares of restricted stock. Additionally, a ground lease was signed with Wild Mustang Ventures LLC for 51.6 acres with an option to purchase. These agreements position Blue Sky AI to launch and scale its data center project with long-term power stability and operational control, aiming to address the global AI supply shortage with innovative solutions.
Mining news breaks: Fathom Nickel Inc. Inc. 6Q5, OTCQB, FNICF, appoints former Noront CEO Alan Coutts to board. Fathom Nickel Inc. announced the appointment of Alan Coutts, a veteran geologist with over 35 years of mining experience, to its board of directors. Coutts, former CEO of Noront Resources, led the $650 million sale of the Eagle's Nest Nickel Project. His expertise in project development is seen as crucial for advancing Fathom's projects in Saskatchewan. The company aims to explore and develop world-class nickel camps in the region. To learn more about Fathom Nickel Inc., visit their newsroom. For more information on Mining Newswire and its services, visit their website.
Green energy breaks: Solar Bank Corp. SCUM Hinmore GY2 advances 7.2 MW New York solar project. Following key regulatory approval, Solar Bank Corporation, GY2, has advanced its 7.2 Hoadley Hill Road ground mount solar project in upstate New York after clearing the Coordinated Electric System Interconnection Review. This project, set to power around 850 homes, is supported by New York's VER compensation mechanism and may qualify for up to UNATO 395DC in NYSERDA NY Sun incentives. Structured as a community solar project, it offers bill credits to residents and businesses without on-site installations. With a pipeline exceeding 1 gigawatt, Solar Bank is moving towards construction to support New York's goal of 6 gigawatts installed solar by 2025.
Investor news breaks: 51 Labs Inc., OTC Corp., and UAV Corp. launches bold AI-driven strategy to reach $50 million valuation and target NASDAQ uplisting. 51 Labs Inc. and UAV have launched a strategic game plan to achieve a $50 million valuation and uplist to the OTCQ by Q1 2026, with plans for a NASDAQ capital market listing. FIDI, backed by a $350,000 insider investment, is advancing 51 AI Labs LLC with a $1 million R&D initiative to discover repurposed treatments by May 2026. The company will launch a digital platform by July 31, 2025, pursue biotech acquisitions, and host a Q3 2025 shareholder event. With a leadership team including Nobel laureate Dr. James Orbinski and NFL veteran Brandon Spikes, FIDI aims to disrupt the functional medicine market and expand into personalized AI-powered healthcare solutions.
Plexa closes $4.5 million funding extension. Plexa, a medtech startup, has closed a $4.5 million funding extension round to support the U.S. launch of their Bloom medical device for breast surgery. The device uses supraphysiological preconditioning to reduce complications like infection and skin.
Five benefits of using renewable energy that aren't commonly talked about. Renewable energy offers numerous benefits beyond reducing reliance on fossil fuels and combating climate change. Transitioning to renewables can also lead to cleaner air, job creation, energy independence, and improved public health. Companies like Solar Bank Corp. are driving innovation in the renewable energy sector, offering solutions that benefit communities worldwide. Green Energy Stocks, a platform focusing on companies shaping the green economy, provides a wide-reaching communication network for companies looking to connect with investors, influencers, and consumers. For more information on how renewable energy is transforming the energy landscape, visit greenenergystocks.com. Tesla sales in the UK record a YOY improvement in June. Tesla's sales in the UK saw a year-over-year improvement in June, with the company selling 7,719 cars, a 14% increase from the previous year. Another report by New Automotive indicated a higher figure of 7,891 units, though variations in reporting methods may explain the discrepancy. While Tesla's growth in June is a positive sign, challenges persist, including rising competition and the need for better charging support. As the EV race in the UK gains momentum, companies like Rivian Automotive Inc., Nasdaq, eyeing the international market, face a tough road ahead. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc., Nasdaq NRXP, subsidiary to acquire 49% stake in prominent Florida neuropsychiatry clinic. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc., a clinical-stage biopharmaceutical company, is set to acquire a 49% stake in Cohen & Associates, a prominent neuropsychiatry clinic in Florida. This acquisition by NRx's subsidiary, Hope Therapeutics, is expected to boost revenue and EBITDA immediately. Cohen & Associates, led by Dr. Rebecca Cohen, specializes in treatments like ketamine and TMS for mood disorders, PTSD, and suicidal depression in the Sarasota-Bradenton area. Hope Therapeutics aims to expand to 30 clinics with a $100 million run rate by 2025. This move positions Cohen as a key clinic in Hope's growing network, solidifying its presence in the region.
Investor news breaks. Brera Holdings PLC, Bowery A, highlights Juve Stabia's surge in value amid growing U.S. interest in European soccer. Brera Holdings PLC has reported a 245% increase in the valuation of its majority-owned club SS Juve Stabia, reaching $32 million during the 2024-25 Serie B season. Brera, the first MCO listed on NASDAQ, offers retail investors access to the sports as an asset class trend. This model contrasts with celebrity-driven club ownership, such as Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney's investment in lower division Wrexham. Brera Holdings PLC focuses on expanding its social impact football business by developing a global portfolio of emerging football and other sports clubs. For more information, visit www.breraholdings.com. Neuralbase provides update on BMP AI platform development and targeted Q4 2025 feature releases. Neuralbase AI Limited, operating as BMP AI, provided an update on its BMP AI platform development, highlighting key features set for release in Q4 2025. The platform is designed for regulated industries like healthcare and finance, offering secure AI assistance for document workflows. New modules include an explainability overlay, multi-chatbot orchestration, and compliance pack deployment options. The company aims to enhance search accuracy, streamline compliance, and expand administrative capabilities. CEO Vignesh Dobal emphasized the platform's focus on compliance, explainability, and document-grounded intelligence. Phased availability of these features is expected in Q4 2025 as part of the product roadmap. Neuralbase AI is also engaging in global AI forums and will participate in the Global AI Show Abu Dhabi in December 2025.
Red Scale appoints Dale Hoke to Chief Information Security Officer. RegScale, the leading provider of continuous controls monitoring, has promoted Dale Hoke to Chief Information Security Officer. A U.S. Navy veteran and cybersecurity leader, Hoke has been instrumental in building the company's security foundation and guiding it through rapid growth. Under his leadership, RegScale achieved critical certifications including SOC 2 Type 2, FedRAMP High, and C-STAR. As CISO, Hoke will lead all aspects of RegScale's cybersecurity strategy, risk management, compliance, and resilience efforts. His expertise in global security transformations, SOC leadership, cloud technologies, and embedding security into the DevSecOps lifecycle will continue to drive innovation and business growth at RegScale.
Royalty Management Holding Corporation announces third quarter 2025 cash dividend and provides clarification of second quarter 2025 payment date. Royalty Management Holding Corporation, a forward-leaning royalty company, has announced its third quarter 2025 cash dividend. Shareholders of record on June 30, 2025, will receive a payment of 0.0025 cents per share on July 14, 2025. The next dividend payment, also 0.0025 per share, is set for a record date of September 30, 2025, with a payment date of October 10, 2025. CEO Thomas Sauve expressed the company's commitment to providing returns to shareholders and hinted at a possible dividend increase next year. Royalty Management Holding Corporation focuses on acquiring and developing high-value assets in various industries. For more information, visit lgmgcorp.com.
New study on NovaVision's NeuroEyeCoach shows significant benefits for patients in home or clinic setting. Vicor Medical, Inc. announced a new study on NovaVision's NeuroEyeCoach training program, showcasing significant benefits for patients in both home and clinic settings. The study, published in Experimental Brain Research, demonstrated substantial improvements in visual search performance and reduction in visual disability. NeuroEyeCoach showed 87% improvements in search time, and 80% of patients made fewer errors. The study compared 95 patients using the therapy at home and 31 patients attending a clinic in Verona, showing no significant differences in outcomes between the two settings. The study concluded that NeuroEyeCoach is effective for vision loss rehabilitation in both clinical and home settings, offering low-cost delivery for wide access.
Image Protect Inc., OTC-IMTL, shares strategic growth vision and long-term revenue objectives, centered on Intercept-CS cold sore prevention system. Image Protect Inc. is focused on its Intercept-CS cold sore prevention system, a Class II medical device approved by Health Canada. With no other thermal therapy devices approved for this use, Intercept-CS targets the prevention of cold sores during the prodrome stage. The global market opportunity for cold sore prevention is significant, with an estimated annual market size exceeding $3.5 billion. Image Protect is expanding sales channels to make Intercept CS accessible through direct-to-consumer and third-party platforms, including Amazon, Walmart, and eBay. The company aims to reach up to $100 million in annual revenue within the next 5 years, driven by device sales and recurring thermal activator purchases. With a diverse marketing strategy in place, Image Protect is positioning Intercept CS as a leading wellness brand in the personal health space. Q&A with Michael D. Smith, President and CEO of Eckerd Connects. Michael D. Smith, President and CEO of Eckerd Connects, brings decades of experience in social impact leadership. Under his leadership, Eckerd Connects is shifting from being a server to a solver, focusing on systemic solutions. Smith's top priorities for his first 100 days include listening deeply and advancing the strategic vision. He emphasizes the importance of cross-sector partnerships for lasting solutions and sees opportunities to drive meaningful change in supporting the whole person. His advice to young people navigating adversity is to lead without waiting for permission, stay curious, and believe in a different future. Lighthouse Labs Alum Book Clubs raises over $1 million. Book Clubs, Inc., based in Camden, Maine, has raised over $1 million as CEO Anna Ford and her co-founders aim to transform their hobby into a successful business. Ford, along with her co-founders, plans to continue raising funds until September, with 7 follow-on commitments from previous investors already secured. The company, originally known as Book Clubs, was founded in 2015 after Ford's own book club faced challenges with organization and attendance. With a background in computer programming and experience in startups, co-founder Campbell serves as the company's chief technology officer. Book Clubs has grown to support 8,000 clubs and over 35,000 members, offering tools to organize meetings, vote on books, track discussions, and more. Ford's passion for book clubs has led her to run 5 clubs of her own, in addition to managing book clubs. Book Clubs, maker of app to manage book clubs, raises over $1 million a month. Book Clubs, Inc., based in Camden, Maine, has raised over $1 million as CEO Anna Ford and co-founders aim to turn their book club management app into a successful business. Ford plans to continue fundraising until September, with 7 follow-on commitments from previous investors. The company, originally known as Book Clubs, was founded in 2015 to solve the challenges Ford faced in her own book club. With over 8,000 clubs and 35,000 members using the app, Book Clubs has become a valuable tool for organizing meetings, voting on books, and tracking discussions. Ford's passion for book clubs has fueled the growth of the company, which now offers a range of features to support book club enthusiasts worldwide. Brahani Engineers strengthens digital transformation journey to drive growth and sustainability. Brahani Engineers is advancing its digital transformation journey to maintain leadership and uphold core values. The company aims to improve operations, enhance customer experience, drive innovation, boost agility, and sustain a strong market position. By embracing new technologies, Birhani Engineers simplifies processes, reduces costs, and delivers greater value to clients. Automation and efficiency remain a focus, cutting costs and improving productivity. The company also prioritizes enhancing customer experience, boosting agility, data-driven decision-making, driving revenue growth, strengthening security and compliance, and promoting sustainability. Birhani Engineers is committed to delivering innovative, reliable, and future-ready engineering solutions while contributing to a greener, more sustainable future. Arc Clean Technology achieves major milestone with completion of Canadian Regulatory Design Review for Arc 100 Advanced Small Modular Reactor. Arc Clean Technology has achieved a major milestone with the completion of Phase 2 of the Canadian Nuclear Safety Commission Vendor Design Review for its Arc 100 Advanced Small Modular Reactor. The CNSC concluded that no fundamental barriers to licensing have been identified, marking a pivotal step toward commercial deployment. The Arc 100 is a 100 MW sodium-cooled fast neutron reactor designed for electricity production and industrial heat applications. This milestone reflects ARC's dedication to meeting Canada's nuclear regulatory standards. The successful review by the CNSC gives global credibility to ARC's technology, setting them apart as a leader in advanced small modular reactor technologies. With the completion of this review, ARC is well positioned to proceed with licensing and deployment, contributing to Canada's leadership in clean energy and advanced nuclear technology. Q&A with David Guttstadt and Amanda Potter, founders of Ballers. David Guttstadt and Amanda Potter, founders of Ballers, are launching a new social sports and hospitality concept across 50-plus locations nationwide. With expertise in hospitality and design, the duo aims to redefine how people play and connect through athletics. Ballers will offer a unique blend of sports, design, and culture to create a high-energy atmosphere fueled by camaraderie and friendly competition. By tapping into the local creative scene, each Ballers venue will offer curated art, music, and cultural programming to foster community and socialization. The design of Ballers spaces will transform historic buildings into high-performance venues that feel both energizing and personal, evoking a sense of home for visitors. As racket sports continue to surge in popularity, Ballers plans to play a pivotal role in shaping the next wave of sports and social wellness experiences.
D1 Training continues to serve Wichita athletes with two locations. D1 Training, a fitness enrichment concept, is serving athletes at its West Wichita location at 3801 N Ridge Ard. Led by certified trainers, the facility helps people of all ages achieve their sport and fitness goals. Professional athletes like Kylie Fitz and Jordan Gay, along with NBA star Chris Paul and Heisman Trophy winner Tim Tebow, are among the impressive franchisees. The Sulentrop siblings introduced D1 Training to Wichita's East Side in fall 2024, expanding their reach. D1 Training West Wichita is committed to community involvement, supporting causes like the American Heart Association Walk. With age-based programs and world-class coaches, D1 Training aims to train athletes dedicated to their goals. The brand, with over 100 performance centers open, is seeking business builders and former athletes for franchise opportunities. For more information, visit the D1 Training West Wichita website or call 316-375-2776.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.